amnesty regularization, widespread regularization programs in 2001, 2005, and the last one so far in 2007, the majority of early migrants have managed to regularize their status, although temporarily and with many problems of bureaucracy and shifting between legality and illegality and so on, at least there was a slight improvement of the situation compared to the 90s for the most part. But still, the issues at stake in terms of policy, until now actually, but throughout the 2000s that were not touched, was the issue of asylum, with very low asylum approval rates, even compared, and very low numbers, actual numbers, even compared to previous to the decades, previous decades of the 80s or the first half of the 90s perhaps, and a very restricted access to citizenship, with the exception of those people who were considered to be ethnic Greek migrants and were coming from the countries of the Soviet Union, who were obviously more privileged in that respect, that since they were almost automatically granted citizenship. For what is termed as third country nationals, citizenship had been very, very restricted and expensive and dependent on a series of factors. Now, what can we say about the overall stances of social stances towards migration? The society's stances toward, in view of a first time, in a sense, encounter with the other here among us, let's say. This emerges in problematic terms. Since the beginning of the 90s, as very soon initial feelings of compassion to newcomers, Albanians arriving massively through the border out of a collapsing state and economy and so on, gave way to xenophobic sentiments and gradually to growing racism. Obviously this has been dependent on a series of conjunctures, the course of action in the day. From one day to another, more or less, the country had accepted hundreds of thousands of migrants, unused before to such a situation. And this was presented in certain ways through the media, so the media fed also a discourse of on over invasion or threat, referring again to the fenceless vineyard that I talked about in the beginning. And this was also related, obviously, to the policy of these broom operations and the reproduction of images of people massively arrested, putting football stadiums before in wait to be deported and so on, which created, as a scholar has argued, criminologist called Karidis, of a curious link between immigration and crime, criminalization of immigration. Somebody was just, the connection was just not because a crime was committed, but just somebody was an undocumented immigrant, in the eyes of the people, of course. But it's not only this, in my view. It's also three additional elements that played again in the underground sort of cultivation of xenophobia and racism within Greek society at large. One was a kind of reproduction of sort of global racial discourses and stereotypes that were created in colonial, post-colonial context that had nothing to do with the Greek experience, but were sort of transported once the country was facing immigration pressures, which led, for example, especially throughout the 90s, to the large-scale racialization of Albanian immigrants, who formed the majority. So they attracted most of fear or hostility or insecurity or whatever. The second one related to reflected, in a sense, the exclusionary construction of Greek national identity, but also the shifting perceptions of what the national community is and who belongs to that and so on, in the new post sort of communist globalizing era, with all the insecurities of globalization, that is. From a country that had thought, that was used to think of itself as a monocultural sort of homogeneous society, despite what historians may describe that this was not the case when the nation state was exactly the case when the nation state was formed, to a direct encounter with distant or not so distant others. And the third one had also a sort of class dimension, reflecting the shifts in the social stratification within Greek society. That is, the rapid prosperity of the 80s that came in the 80s and 90s, which in a sense suppressed memories of hardship in the past, of economic hardship in the past, and the migrants, the visibility of the migrants, the newcomer the newcomers' poverty, brought this to the fore again, reminded us of this not so distant past. Of course, this is used in metaphorical ways, but we may discuss later if you want. Now, this contradiction, this contradicted largely with what is put there, not to reduce, to diminish its meaning, but just because I wanted to focus more on the negative sides and to be critical about this. But at the same time, there is evidence of against all odds, and against all these were present in public discourses and debates about migration and immigrants, the actual encounter with the other at the grounded level of everyday experience included these contradictions. Is at the same time relationships of trust, mutual help developed between immigrants and locals, often on an unequal basis, employer and employee, but still, often without with persisting prejudices or stereotypes. A response would be, you know, all Albanians are criminals, but not the ones I know, for instance. That was coming up in the experience of people that I have interviewed, but also in press discourses on migrants and migration. Which increasingly, perhaps from the very beginning, but this grown in the course, expanded to a more formal and institutionalized nexus of civil society organizations, very diverse, perhaps, who were mobilizing in the support of migrants, from left-wingers, anti-racist groups, to the church, to NGOs, or many things you can think of, perhaps. And this is a contradiction with this general mood that affected the lives of migrants at large, with the micro level that migrants might have actually positive experience that helped them to sort of adapt to the new environment. If we can summarize, in a sense, what's been changing from the 90s to the 2000s in the general processes of incorporation of the migrants, the key points would be, perhaps, on the one hand, that the sort of peculiar or not so peculiar strategies to cope and practices to adapt to a new environment which is not very friendly, as I've tried to explain, because of these main aspects, the conditions in the labor market, the policy framework, and the overall general hostile or negative discourses and wide social stances. So from the part of view of the migrants, with many variations depending on status, origins, when somebody arrived, family conditions, and so on. But if we can generalize, informality played a key role in helping people to adapt and in what generally we can call integration. Informal pathways of access to employment, especially in the years that the majority have been undocumented, housing, health, but also welfare services, through gaps in policy, through employees who would bypass the law to help migrants. And this points to informal social networks with both migrant networks, but also relationships with Greeks, that indigenous Greeks, where on which many were heavily relied upon for making, building a life in their new adopted country. And obviously another change had been a differentiation. If we look at the ages, I had a slide that for some reason did not show earlier on, but if you look at the ages of the age groups, the main age groups are the ages 20 to 30 mostly, then 30 to 40 for obvious reasons: young people, productive ages, seeking for work, a typical migration pattern in the early 90s. In the 2000s already, not so much though, and especially later, this started to change. Single people, male in their majority, for most of, with some exceptions, in respect to specific nationalities perhaps, but gradually families are being formed, children are being born, so this changes the migratory projects and plans. And if some of these, for some people, would be more short or medium focused, they become long-term plans, up to permanent settlement, perhaps. And over this time, and against all odds as well, there is evidence for a gradual improvement of living conditions and of the migrants' relative position within the host society, which is reflected on what's been already said: the acquisition of legal status by many, despite the remaining problems, I repeat, the move of many towards the same kind of sectors of employment and perhaps even the same types of jobs, but more stable, with a little bit better paid, some in more qualified positions, reflecting their experience accumulating Greece over the years, or perhaps their studies back in the countries of origin, or studies completed in Greece for a minority perhaps, and also a move towards entrepreneurship, which was not the case at all, or almost at all, in the beginning. Migrant businesses, for many reasons, against the details made in the discussion later on. A formal access then, from the point of view of the documented majority now, to social security and welfare services, better and more suitable accommodation, and certain other things like car ownerships, bank account, and many others, reflecting consumer behavior. Another thing which is not there is, for example, those who study remittances, especially of Albanian migrants who form the majority to Albania. Over the years, there is a decrease in remittances because obviously as families are formed, people spend more in the country and so on. And the last one, making migrant association, community organizations, joining mainstream civil society groups, claiming rights, which was not the case, almost entirely absent for the most part of the 90s. It appears around 98 with the opportunity of regularization for the first time, because of fear, because of other concerns, primary concerns such as work and housing and so on. We also see a shift in the public discourse, because in the first half of the 2000s, all this, the negative side of it, what I'll try to describe, is kind of smoothening, in a sense. We get to know the newcomer, other, And to appreciate difference, there are reports on the press of the new emerging multicultural markets, the new ethnic shops. The presence of the other is visible and more gain some dignity in, within the public discourse, how the media treat the whole issue and so on. And evidence of a move towards some degree of recognition, which was not, of course, unrelated to the policy shifts and to the improvement of the material terms of conditions and so on. There have been some positive steps, a follow-on to those positive steps that I referred to before with the two migration bills, as the state tried to disconnect formal employment to the acquisition of a staying permit, which was bounded in a sense that, you know, since many would work informally, that would close the door to be able to apply for a stay permit, because too many social security stamps were required, proven formal employment were required for people in order to get legal documents or to renew their stay permits and so on. A citizenship law that came in 2010, referring mostly to, addressing mostly the second generation and those who have been for long term in the country, giving them a pathway to citizenship. And partial political rights for those who have been in the country for long. Though, despite this, in the second half of the night of the 2000s, we see a sort of inversion of the positive trends described so far. And this is not just related to the crisis as such, because it started a little bit earlier, as with new challenges emerging, some of which I will mention in closing, but what I'm going to speak about in the next few minutes is perhaps to show that this shift in migratory routes that radically transformed the picture in a way that in recent years, I think it was last year that the UN High Commissioner for Refugees or the UN itself talked about a humanitarian crisis underway on the Greek border and in Athens related to these new arrivals entering, transiting towards the EU, but staying, being trapped in fact in the country. The limitations and shortcomings of the policy framework since despite the positive steps, not much have been actually done in practice. And obviously the economic downturn following the Olympic Games, the slowdown initially, the recession later on, the droning of the construction, for instance, and the large projects that many would employ many migrants at large, and the crisis itself, I'm going to show some evidence that. Sorry? Okay. Can I have 10? So as to say the main points. I'm going to show some graphs and figures just to pick these sort of changes that took place in the recent years. This is put there, we can discuss it perhaps later on or privately, but it's put there just to show that after 2006, there is there are variations seasonally from because people shift from illegality to legality, but there is an obvious decrease of the actual number of stay permits and in the country, and this, for the time being, includes also the new EU accession, since, for example, Bulgarians and Romanians after 2007 wouldn't need a stay permit, they're EU citizens, but they're still recorded there. So you can see that, you know, the laissez-faire came back, that the legal framework was there but was not actually implemented in practice. Sorry for the Greek, this is taken from the statistics sections of the police website. The blue are indicating over the years, not just these years, but accumulated, applications for asylum. The red, rejections of applications. And the green, the number of people, it's numbers, not percentages, the number of people who were acquired this international protection, humanitarian status, and so on. Just as an evidence of the what I'm going to show you now, just next, despite the huge increase in people arriving in the country, many of whom would be subject, would have the right to asylum, the rates and the numbers drop or at least remain low. And this is something, it's an attempt to picture, to grasp this shift that I told you happened since the mid-2000s, more or less, which, these are again data from the police by year. They refer to actual numbers, and they are data on apprehensions of undocumented aliens by the police. They count not people, but arrests. So somebody is very likely to have been arrested at least twice, once in the border, on the border, and once perhaps in Athens. Of course, not all people are fall into this category, but many, and of course there are many who might have been arrested three or more times. What this show, though, is, I think it's rather indicative of the sharp increase in numbers. To whatever extent data may also reflect effectiveness of police operation or border controls or whatever, they are indicative of the sharp rises in numbers. They are indicative of what I started my talk with, the trends of Greece becoming the main entry point in the EU over the last few years, and also a shift in where, proportionally, but also numerically, in the composition of the migrant population. Although it's not exactly precise to talk of a migrant population, a big portion of them might be asylum seekers or transit migrants over Western Europe, where you can see a relative drop in the shares of Albanians, and compared to and the relative rise in other nationalities. Effects of the crisis in terms of the economic integration, which is unexplainable. This is just a line showing over the years, despite a gradual rise of the percentage of immigrant population in the total labor force. This is based on labor force surveys, which are done every 3 months and so on. Sample based, but you can see that after 2009 we have a slight drop. I'm going to skip that because I would have to say more. It's about shifts in the sectors of employment and how, if you look at the census 2001 and 2011, mid of the decade and the end of the decade, just to make briefly, for example, you can see construction following the Olympic Games, and then how it dropped in recent years. Or in some other sectors, such as services to households. Again, slight drop, perhaps because people may not be able to afford a domestic worker or an occasional cleaner. Perhaps, again, if there is time later on. This is also something reflecting this shift. These are data from people who were insured within the country's main social security fund, ICA. You can see that there are seasonal variations, but the trend is downwards after, again, 2008-2009, whilst it was upwards since 2003, more or less. This reflects slight drops in wages. Not to confuse with numbers, I take the example of one group of migrants, and you can see again a drop, following perhaps a drop in the wages of Greeks, excluding people working in construction. And the last one, and perhaps the most self-speaking in some respect, is that the trends in unemployment over the last few years. The black line is indigenous Greek citizens, not necessarily, but Greek citizens generally speaking, and immigrants, that is foreign nationals. For the most part, I mentioned from the beginning that unemployment rates were particularly small, nearly half of those of the Greek population. You can see that this changes, especially after 2009, and obviously since the first trimester of 2011, I mean, there is about a year, and unemployment has approached or exceeded 20%
in 2021
in the last sort of labor force survey. So they're the same kind of data who show the trend of rapidly growing Greek unemployment rate among Greeks, but and even more rapidly, especially if we consider the previous situation, growing unemployment among migrants. For the first time, migrants en masse apply for unemployment benefits now, which was not the case in the past, even if since the 2000s, where the majority would have the right to. I perhaps won't have the time to mention the specific event I had in mind, but if it comes, I might describe it in short. I'm closing with that by making the case that the three main areas of the trends over migration, migrant settlement, and incorporation of migrants in Greece, that were the issues at stake for the most part of the 90s, since the beginning, although they have shifted, they remain so even now, and but they take new forms, perhaps alarming ones, in the context of the crisis. The policy framework, the labor market trends, and the overall societal stances. Just a couple of minutes, if I'm allowed to to close. The challenges, what I try to show is in this last few slides, is that the challenges are we have a quite complex set of unfolding trends and developments. It's not one or the other. So the way policy has responded at large so far, overall, if we take a macro perspective of the last 20, 25 years or so, some positive steps have been taken, but in a sense, largely, policy tried to respond to an immediate situation and have not managed to build a long-term, coherent, realistic framework that would apply to, that would perhaps at least safeguard challenges coming up from both perhaps the humanitarian crisis that the UN called the border sort of situation, transit migration through Greece or migration through Greece at the moment, but also partly at least the negative effects of the crisis. The uncertain future in the second point has not only to do with, you know, the inversion of the picture that I tried to make the case for a gradual improvement of conditions against all odds in the turn of the millennium, but the rise of unemployment as well, the welfare needs, and also a trend which is not recorded in any way at the moment, but there are rumors and it's been written on the press, and you know, many people have their personal observations on that, of migrants leaving the country, returning to, especially from neighboring countries where proximity allows that. Okay, so you have both trends at the same time. I would add perhaps Greeks leaving the country at the moment, but this is perhaps outside the scope of the talk. This contradiction also between tolerance or coexistence. There is an increase, for example, in mixed marriages over the last few years. I haven't got with me the statistics on that, but and at the I use these moderate terms, but it's actually a bit more than tolerance and far worse than prejudice, because anti-immigrant activism is on the rise, with neo-Nazi groups or extreme right groups taking action in the last couple of years, specifically against migrants. So you have a polarized sort of societal discourses, very positive on the one hand and very, very negative on the other. But at the same time, you have ethnic economists that I mentioned, and also the second generation coming into play, becoming adults, which was not in the last few years, of course, not started yesterday, but the children of early newcomers of the beginning of the 90s are now adults already. And this sort of creates its own dynamic in a sense. So you have most visible in Athens and the other big cities, less perhaps in rural areas, but you have a multi-ethnic Greece emerging there, untold, unsung, but it's in the process of taking shape in a sense. And this goes handling, takes place in the same time as, you know, within this period of uncertainty, of escalating difficulties and so on and so forth. Thank you for listening to me, and I'm glad to answer to questions, or better, to discuss, to accept criticism, or whatever you think we should do.